is Kevin.
Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
From the insider, Kevin Frazier in our Los Angeles studios. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
I'm good.
You know, after Whitney Houston passed away, B.B. Winans, a lot of people watched her funeral and they saw B.B. Winans, and for the first time they were like, ooh, that guy can sing. And he told some great stories at the funeral about Whitney and the real Whitney. And so on July 31st, he's coming out with a book called The Whitney I Knew. And I went and I sat down with B.B. He's preparing for a concert tour. And the thing I love about it is in this book, he's going to tell stories about the real Whitney. And one of the stories he told me was that, well, one of Whitney's favorite things to do, and I want you to listen to this.
One of her joys was driving herself around. She was a horrible driver. One of the days I was visiting her in Atlanta, and she was driving. I was like, oh, no, you're going to pull over. No, I ain't. I'm driving. And she was so happy, but I was fearing for my life because the girl just couldn't drive.
It's just great to kind of now hear about the real Whitney and enjoy her life. And B.B. said she was a terrible driver. And there are a couple other great stories in that you'll get. You'll get pictures. You'll get behind-the-scenes stuff. You'll get to know about Whitney. And like I said, he's also going out on tour with Dave Koz. It's going to be great. When I was there watching them rehearse, he knocked down a couple of Whitney songs that were beautiful. So I'm excited for that book. And if you get a chance, go and check out B.B.
Isn't that amazing that people, it's industry-wide, but how we know and love B.B. for so many years, and now all of a sudden, mainstream America is getting to see him and to know his music and his talent. It's just, it always amazes me when people so-called make that crossover.
Yeah, it's almost comical because people are, you know, he says people stop him now and they're like, you can sing. You can sing. He's like, I've been singing for years.
Right.
And another thing that's coming up is, you know, look, I have so much respect for Nicole Murphy because of the way she handled the whole Mel B situation when Mel had that love child with Eddie Murphy out of wedlock, because she really pulled her family and her children together and she said, this is your little sister. I want you to embrace her. And I watched her do it on red carpets, and I was talking to her earlier in the week, and that's the first thing I said. I said, Nicole, I have so much respect for the way you handled this, but let me ask you this. Do you really want to do a show on VH1 about ex-wives? And she gave me an explanation about why and how it came about. Hear this.
It actually came to me from Vernon Lynch, who is Eddie's younger brother. He brought the whole concept to me. Then we were talking about, okay, what women can we get involved? And then we started naming the women. I was like, you know what? This will be a lot of fun for me.
I think that this is going to be very dignified, and the ex-wives aren't going to go out on the crazy basketball wives tip. They will handle their business, and you will see their actual journey. Nicole promised me it will be sane, not insane.
It came on last night.
Does that read boring, Kevin?
A little. No, honestly, I think that's going to be the problem. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they're not. Nobody's getting smacked in this show because, first of all, they all got too much money. They're like, we're not broke. Nobody here is collecting stamps or anything like that. We're okay. But so they promise that, you know, dignity will reign throughout the season. So I'm happy that's happening.
So they answer Sybil's questions. Does that mean it's going to be boring?
Yes, it could be very boring.
Yes, no and drama. It did debut last night, Tom. Yes.
And was it?
It was a little boring.
It was tame.
That's what I'm telling you. It was a little boring.
Good luck with that. All right, Kevin. Kevin Frazier, every day on The Insider.